This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, right now we are starting the first ever FC Dallas Luchi Gonzalez show on 105.3 The Fan.
Oh.
As the season gets ready to start this year. What's going on, Luchi? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me on. It's still a little strange to me to hear the Luchi Gonzalez show, to be honest.
Sure. But, well, I mean, look, we'll, you know, us sports fans, we'll turn on a dime. So we're going to be expecting good things this season, or else we'll just throw this whole thing in the trash.
No, actually, the more I thought about it, it was a great honor. And if I can share my experiences with the city of Dallas and with you guys, I think it's great for the club, and this is a great experience for me, so I'm honored to be on the show. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're glad that you're here. So the season opens officially Saturday night, 5 p.m., out in Frisco, Toyota Stadium. Make your way out there against the Philadelphia Union. I want to start with this. I know that you love soccer. We talked with Reggie and Paxton the other day. I know that they love soccer. But for the Metroplex, there are still so many people who have maybe never been out there, or maybe they're not big soccer fans. What would you say to the people that are like, yeah, I mean, maybe, like, why should they go check your club out?
Well, that's a great question.
Thank you.
First of all, I think things take time. So the club has had its evolution, starting with the Burn and playing in the Cotton Bowl, and then we've kind of reinvented the club and the franchise here in Frisco, and created this whole soccer complex, this community of soccer. And it's really spawned and grown here in North Dallas, where, you know, maybe we haven't had the same influence and impact in Dallas or South Dallas, but I think it's just a matter of time, and it's just taking steps. I think slowly we are, you know, we even have some of our youth clubs are now in the city, closer to Dallas, South Dallas, areas of Fort Worth. So from a youth and a development standpoint, I know there's efforts for that connection for the rest of the city. And then, you know, little by little, from our marketing, branding, myself as the head coach, I want to make sure I'm available, that I'm present with the city as much as I can, and connecting with the whole city, you know, and not just North Dallas, but all of Dallas. So this is a really important city. It's in my heart. I went to SMU. I graduated at SMU. That's near the city. And I love all the areas of all parts of Dallas, and I want to make sure that love is felt from the whole community. And I just encourage everybody to come out and come support us. We need their support. If FC Dallas is going to change the history and win an MLS Cup, it's not going to be without the effort and the commitment and the sacrifice of the city of Dallas and the growing fan base.
Now, we had the opportunity to do an event with y'all the other day, and the owner, Dan Hunt, was also there, and he made reference to the fact that y'all are trying to get a contract extension with Reggie Cannon. Is that something that, do you get involved in the business side of it at all? And then either way, how important is Reggie to this squad in 2020 and obviously hopefully beyond?
Yeah, they give me a sheet of paper, and I have option yes and option no, and obviously I checked yes, and,
right.
And then they did the rest. But no, honestly, yes. I mean, I'm in conversations, but I don't get into discussions of money or terms. That's for our president, Dan, Andre, Marco Ferruzzi. But certainly from a soccer standpoint and, you know, objective, subjective criteria for a player that's in our club, that's come through our academy system and, you know, has grown in their value and improved their value, both for FC Dallas, both for the senior national team, being so young still, having so much more in front to learn and to give, and hopefully playing a World Cup one day, hopefully lifting an MLS Cup one day. Absolutely, I'm very supportive of Reggie continuing his career in FC Dallas, and I know the club and him are in very important conversations about that. So we want Reggie to be successful. We know that FC Dallas is involved in that success. And together, if one day Reggie has a career in Europe or something past that, it's because of the steps and the full sacrifice and giving everything to the jersey of FC Dallas.
Luchi Gonzalez here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. And I just saw that Tanner Tessman signed a professional soccer deal with FC Dallas, and he was scheduled to be and slated to be the kicker for Clemson. And Dabo Swinney said he could play D1 basketball. He could probably start at receiver for Clemson. He's that good of an athlete. A, how awesome is it to have a 6'3", 200-pound athlete like that? And B, how awesome is it to recruit and steal somebody from Dabo Swinney?
Oh, man. You know, I'll answer B first. No, stealing, I know stealing is definitely not the word, but at the same time, you know, all the respect to Clemson, and I know Coach Mike Noonan very well. We actually have a long history together. I've known him for over 20 years. Oh. He recruited me when he was the coach at Brown, and I ended up going to SMU, but yet we still maintain a lot of respect. We still stayed in contact. I used to do camps for Brown. That's how close the relationship I have with Coach Noonan.
Wow.
And I had a great conversation with Coach Mike. He doesn't want to lose a huge talent for the program of Clemson. I know the football program had a plan for him as well. And the family has a connection, professional ties and connection to the university. So these are not easy conversations. But what they are, they're open, they're honest, they're fair. Everybody listening to everybody. And over time, decisions are made. And Tanner made a decision to commit to the opportunity we were wanting to give him here at FC Dallas at the professional first team level. And I'm just so proud of him. He's a player. I'm going to give you a fact. He was the longest. He's the first signing. He's the signing with the longest time in our residency program, over 4.5 years in our residency. That's a big sacrifice, leaving your home when you're 14 years old and growing up real quick, doing your laundry, cooking your food, and having to make adaptation and maturing quickly to sacrifice to our academy. Now he's a signed first-team player. It's just a really proud story to share with all the players, young players fighting and competing and trying to come through the academy as well.
Now that you got that done, are you going to look through your Rolodex of people you know and see what talented players they have that you can swipe next?
Hey, he's still going to be a son of Clemson. You know, his father is an important member of that family. And you know, so for us, it's soccer. It's professionalism. And these are hard decisions that have to be made. And had it gone either way, we would have been open and supported Tanner, number one, and made sure that he's doing what he feels is the best next step for him. But, we have a game coming up Saturday. I know Tanner's been training hard this whole preseason for an opportunity, and we know we can count on him to be ready, whatever his role may be. We know he's ready to help the team contribute Saturday.
Well, Lucci, we're counting on you every Thursday for better or for worse with the results. And Saturday night, 5 p.m., Toyota Stadium, in Frisco. You want to check the season opener with FC Dallas and the Philadelphia Union. Thank you very much, Coach.
No, thank you guys. This means a lot to me, just so you know that. I know Gina, the media team here, had a really good briefing of me about what this means, the Lucci Gonzalez show. But at the end of the day, this for me is like, this is really important to me personally, just so I can share my experiences. I can share what FC Dallas is all about and our philosophy, our goals, our objectives, and how they're connected to the fan base and how they're connected to the city of Dallas. We're all in this together. We want to fight for our fans. We want to fight for our city to earn trophies, to earn wins, and to do it with respect and with high values and ethics. And I'm just excited to share stories with you and the ups and downs. We're going to fight for more ups, obviously, than downs, but this is a process. This is a journey, and I'm glad to have you guys be a part of it with me.
Well, hell yeah, Coach. Let's do this. Thanks, man.
Thank you, guys. All the best. Have a good day.
Lucci Gonzalez show every single
fun,
Thursday, 1:30 p.m. right here on The Fan.